This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Charles Sykes is a writer who wrote a book called A Nation of Victims: The Decay of the American Character. He believes that in our culture today, he uses strong language, that we're a nation of whiners and complainers. And we're a nation of blamers, that no matter what we do, no matter what we instigate in our own lives, it's somebody else's fault. And one of the classic examples he gives in his book, you will remember this event, because when I read the book, I instantly remembered the story from the news. A man was at a bar somewhere in the country, and he had a little too much to drink. He gets up on the bar and does a backflip onto the floor and seriously injured his back. And you know what he did? He filed suit against the bartender. It was his fault. His fault that he did the backflip and injured his back. And the court awarded the man $5,000. We are a nation of whiners, complainers, and blamers. Now, whether or not that's true, I don't know. But I will tell you this. According to the passage of Scripture we study today in the book of Jeremiah, we are a nation of people who would rather follow the stubborn inclinations of our own heart than to follow the Lord. You say, well, that's a pretty arrogant statement to make, but I believe it's true, and it's right from the Word of God, where God looked at His own people. The kingdom, the southern kingdom called Judah, with its capital Jerusalem, that these were people who were so stubborn, they said, we don't care what the Lord says. We're going to do what we want to do. There are men in this room who've said that privately. There are women in this room in all three services who privately have acted out or said these words, I don't care what the word says, I'm going to do what I want because I'm in charge of this thing called my life. Are you? Are you really? Well, let's read Jeremiah 18. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. I love that statement. This is the word that came to Jeremiah. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter does, declares the Lord? Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. Underline that verse, if you will. Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. 4 times in the next few verses, the word if is used. If at any time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed. And if that nation, I warn, repents of its evil, then I will relent and not inflict on it the disaster I had planned. And if at another time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be built up and planted, maybe like the United States, and if it does evil in my sight and does not obey me, then I will reconsider the good I had intended to do for it. Now therefore say to the people of Judah and those living in Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says. Look, I am preparing a disaster for you and devising a plan against you. So turn from your evil ways, each one of you, and reform your ways and your actions. But listen to this, one of the saddest verses of the Bible, verse 12. But they will reply, it's no use. It's no use. We will continue with our own plans. Each one of us will follow the stubbornness of his evil heart. Well, some Bible scholars say this is the most famous passage of the book of Jeremiah. I think they may be right. We'll continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.